My name is Joseph Bograd. I'm the Community Relations Director here at KTSW. And today I am interviewing...
Hey guys, my name is Belen Ramos. I am the Social Media Administrator at KTSW San Marcos. And I'm a woman. That's why we're having this interview.
And I am a male. So we are doing this dedication of International Women's Day. And International Women's Day is a day just to celebrate women.
Yeah, it's all about... It's a big girl party. So that's what it's all about. Women.
Thank you for everything. So we'll just kind of open with, who are some female role models that you look up to?
Oh my. I don't know. I guess I'd probably have to say there's like different worlds of like female role models. Like if I had to go in the pop culture world, a role model would be like Beyonce, because like she's so powerful and very graceful. And I really look up to that. But, you know, in the political world, there's also people like Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Linda Chavez and these really strong women that aren't afraid to speak their minds and get out there in the world. And then there's people, you know, in my personal life, like my mother or, you know, my grandmother, my aunts, people that have been through tough times and have persevered anyway. And I think that any woman that exhibits that is a role model in my eyes. And I look up to them because that's somebody that I aspire to be one day too.
Has it been a time when you felt being a woman has empowered you?
I think every day being a woman empowers me, because it's like we have to defeat all odds all the time. And I like being around other women and sharing our experiences and having, you know, this bond of how we have to overcome things every single day, because, you know, unfortunately it is kind of a male-dominated world, but I love being in a room full of people and being able to command their attention and, you know, be educated, be a working woman, be someone who defies the stereotypes of, you know, housewives or how women used to be portrayed, you know, even 20 years ago. And that empowers me every day, because not only am I bettering myself, but I'm also working for womankind in general. You know, like I am one of the people that can advance our gender and really kind of defeat those stereotypes. And that really empowers me to be the best person I can be. And not only being just a woman, but a Hispanic woman too, that's very empowering to me. And I feel empowered because I know that I can defy the odds.
It kind of leads me to a couple of my other questions, such as some of the challenges. You did say defeating all odds. So what are these odds? And what do you think are some of the challenges you feel women face every day?
I think some of the odds would be, you know, a lot of these workplaces are male dominated. They aren't very diverse with race or gender. And those are odds that you have to defy. You know, you have to go in there and prove yourself sometimes. And also, it's hard to be a commanding woman without being looked at as a, you know, some people will see a commanding woman and someone who is empowered and has a strong voice and is a leader and wants to get what they want, they'll look at that in a negative way. Whereas with men, they'll look at that in a positive light. So it's kind of like I have to be graceful and pretty and feminine, but also be a leader. And I think that's something that men don't really have to think about. And another thing is too, is like my image is a really big deal too. You know, when I come into work to look put together, I have, you know, you have to wear makeup, you have to do your hair, you have to wear a certain outfit. And for men, it's a little less complicated, and women really get put into the spotlight and they get criticized for how they look. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've seen women politicians get criticized about what they're wearing that day, or, you know, oh, what's Hillary Clinton wearing to the inauguration, or what's Ivanka Trump wearing to this or that. And it's like, really? That's how you see us, is what we're wearing that day? But while I do agree that some outfits are pretty awesome, I just don't feel like a woman's worth should be seen in her appearance. And I feel like that's one of the odds that we definitely have to defy as women.
Definitely appearance. Mm-hmm. I can totally see that every day. So what would be your definition of equality? Because you're saying that people judge a woman on her dress and on her appearance, but not so much men. So where's the line between giving up your seat on the bus for for a female or all of the above?
Right. When you're giving up your seat for somebody or you're opening the door for them, you shouldn't do it just because they're a woman. You should just do it because you're a good person. And that's, I kind of want to defeat that stereotype of women. You know, we have to open the doors for them. We, you know, they're these gentle creatures and we have to do this, this, and that, and they can't they aren't allowed to get their hands dirty. They aren't allowed to deal in things that men usually deal in. And that's definitely a stereotype that we have to defeat. But it's okay to be different, but to also be equal. You know, you and I, a man and a woman, like, there are things that I do as a woman that I enjoy doing. You know, I like putting on makeup. I like wearing cute dresses and doing things like that. But who says that a man can't do that too? You know, if you want to put on makeup, if you want me to teach you how to do an awesome cat eye, I'll teach you how to do that. But you shouldn't ever be like, well, makeup is feminine and that's lesser and I don't want to be seen as a woman because that makes me seem weak. And that's where I think equality should be. It's okay to be different. It's okay to enjoy these things. But when you start stereotyping and saying that the things that women enjoy or the things that we like to do makes us weaker people and you see us as lesser for that, that's where I draw the line, you know? And I think that that's definitely how I see where we need to start being equal is everyone, it shouldn't matter what you look like and we should be all held to the same standards. And that's how I think men and women can be a little bit more equal.
That's awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much for letting me interview you, Belen. This is a lot of fun.
Thank you. This was a lot of fun, too. You're listening to KTSW, The Other Side of Radio.